thunderstorms. High is 71. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow night, it goes up a little bit in likelihood. It's a 60% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Low is 62 degrees. Wednesday, we're looking at a 40% chance of thunderstorms again on Wednesday. It is the hottest day of the week, however, at 80 degrees. That's Wednesday. Wednesday night, slight chance of thunderstorms Wednesday night, 20% chance. Low is 58. Thursday, we're back to mostly sunny like today. It is 73 predicted on Thursday, so a little bit warmer. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Low drops only to 52. And then Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 74. So Friday is looking like our best day this week to call out. I don't think Ryan's going to be calling out, though, because Ryan called out today. So that's it for you, Ryan. I think that, yeah. All right. Get Let's get a mic on Jenny here. So where are you guys from? Where are you from, Ryan? Are you from here? Put your face on that.
Face
I know. He's tuning up, but I need him on his mic here. Don't worry about that for now. Okay.
I live in Kittery, Maine.
Is that where you grew up?
I grew up in Rock Island, Illinois, along the Mississippi River.
Oh, wow. How'd you get out here?
It's a long, long, long story.
All right. Summarize it in one sentence. A woman, a job, you're running from the law.
Music.
You got lost. Music?
Yeah. I was living in Tennessee 7 years ago. I lived in Knoxville, and I met a guitar player online and through the Berklee website, and he was he had a gypsy jazz trio called Amerinouche, and he was looking for a rhythm player, and I flew up here to play with him for a couple weeks, and we hit it off really well. And so I moved up here 6 or 7 years ago, and I joined that band, and I played with them for about 7 years. And I just parted with them last year and started doing my own solo project.
And how did you hook up with this lovely lady, Jenny Baxter?
I'll let Jenny tell that story.
Uh-oh. He's deferred to you. It's supposed to be like a juicy. He wants you to tell it.
It was actually last December. And I came here to volunteer, actually, for one day on Friday at WSCA. And Sean Henderson was the DJ that day.
I love Sean. Sean's my buddy.
Yeah, I said...
Isn't he great?
I love him. People have been telling me that I need to meet you. You're the music man.
Yeah, he has a very good energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's very sincere and laid back, and he's just good people.
Yeah, very good people.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to be, quite simply, the video recorder for the next band that came on, because he only has one band on Fridays. So we got talking, and he said, oh, you're a musician. Yeah, I just played a show last night. Well, do you have your mandolin with you? I said, no, I don't. But he said, well, do you live in town? Why don't you go get it?
Go get it.
So he put me on the air, and I did like a quick half-hour interview, and Ryan was the next band that came on. So I recorded his band playing, you know, because he had just had his first debut album that came out.
Yeah.
So he was kind of releasing it at that time, and I just said, I love your stuff. And then he went home and heard my interview on the radio and said, hey, that sounds pretty cool. We should work together. So we literally just started and just started.
So I don't ask people who are regular listeners of my show. No, I ask this to everybody in a band, how they met, and I get all kinds of crazy stories. So I'm not asking this to plug WSCA. These two actually just happened to truly meet at our radio station, which I think is great. I think that's awesome that brought you together.
Yeah, we've been playing together ever since. So it's kind of cool.
All right. Well, let's hear Make Things Right. We are live with Ryan Flaherty and Jenny Backstrom.
I don't know what I've got to offer anymore. Take apart my heart till you don't know what I'm looking for. Up into my brain where there's nothing left for me. Wasted all my time on this impossible dream. All these faces are staring back at me. It's so hard to get along in this world of variety. The stars ain't aligning with the gypsy Carolina. You're going through hell, at best it's just bad timing. But there ain't no way to make things right. We fight and we fight and we always lose sight. The moon ain't glowing, but I got to keep going. Cause I'm going through hell with you tonight. So stomp your feet and sip your wine. mine. Breathe in deep and burn like the sunshine. I know it's all been sung before, I know it's all been done. Might as well raise some hell and have ourselves a little fun. Yeah, I can see your silhouette as you walk away from me. This poetry I have for you inside is killing me. I'm a long way from home and the rustling trees. The ember in your eyes is burning all my fallen leaves. And there ain't no way to make things right. We fight and we fight and we always lose sight. The moon ain't glowing, but I got to keep going. I'm going through hell with you tonight. Shady as a tree under the ground. Got my ticket out of here, yeah, I'm nowhere to be found. I ain't changing my style, ain't letting go of my ways. I'm better than I was before if I was born yesterday. Old time lays a mask upon the world's pretty face. Layered with the attributes of feeling so out of place. Digging from the ground, I sing a song up to the night. It's so beautiful to be alive. I don't know how to make it right. I don't know how to make things right. We fight and we fight and we always lose sight. The moon ain't glowing, but I got to keep going. Cause I'm going to hell with you tonight. Yeah, there ain't no way to make things right. We fight and we fight and we always lose sight. The moon ain't glowing, but I got to keep going. Cause I'm going to hell with you tonight. Yeah, I'm going to hell with you tonight. Yeah, I'm going to hell with you tonight.
Woo! It's Ryan Flaherty and Jenny Backstrom. It's a good combination. You get good musical chemistry going on there.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got Ryan Flaherty's new album in my hand, fairly new album here. And it's looking pretty familiar, like buildings in Portsmouth. I'm not sure what street here. There's like a skeleton and kind of tuxedo top hat, and he's over a door that I feel like might be right downtown near Prescott Park. Have I seen this building down there?
I think it might be, too. I know it was taken during the Halloween time here that they have the skeletons hanging all over.
So it could be anywhere, because you know everybody decorates for Halloween in Portsmouth. That's like our biggest holiday.
It's taken by my friend Jasmine Inglesmith, who's a local photographer around here.
It's beautiful. It's got a trippy kind of cabaret mannequin on the back that fades into it, and another slice of building. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. So, and Ryan is at RyanFlahertyMusic.com. And this is where you can order his new CD, his older CD. How many CDs do you have out, two?
Two right now.
Two right now. What about you, Jenny? Do you have CDs of your stuff? You had solo stuff before you hooked up with Ryan, right?
Right. And I have. I'm actually just working.
Eat your microphone. Put it
I'm eating it.
Okay.
I actually am just starting now, doing some demo work for my CD. I hope to start it in July. So it was just kind of a funny mix. We both went solo at the same time, and then we met and collaborated. So I'm still kind of working on that on the side, but it'll probably start in July.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some of the differences? The stuff that you're working on that's your solo stuff and the stuff you do with Ryan, totally different.
My
genres.
Solo stuff, I've actually been described a lot by Joan, like people seem to compare me to Joan Baez, Joni Mitchell. So it's really folky. Kind of, singer-songwriter stuff. And with Ryan, we have been called everything from gypsy jazz to French cafe to Irish to, I'm not sure how someone got that one, but it's really
well,
cool.
That always kills me because Ireland has just as many genres of music as anyone else.
Right.
I mean,
and
Irish music, what is that, you know?
And it's very cool. It's very cool in a way to hear all the different ways that people try to pin us down, and they can't because, we're just two right now, but normally our band is six, and we have all kinds of instruments. So it's a really cool, different feel, and I love adding, what I can to the group, and it's tons of fun.
Say what instruments you usually have. What do you usually have with you?
Well, we have these two, mandolin, guitar, and then we have...
accordion. Mm-hmm. Laura Balladur plays accordion. Mike Cachero plays lead guitar. And we have an upright bass.
You have an upright bass.
Yeah, upright bass. So there's a lot of jazz qualities in it. The accordion brings a very French cafe sound and some Balkan. And then we also play with a violinist sometimes, who's a really
virtuoso.
Virtuoso violinist, Phil Block. And all those cats are all from Portland.
So. And then it changes sound. Just having a violinist crash, sometimes and not crash, sometimes. That's a good way to mix it up. I mean, it's totally different.
Yeah, they're all amazing, amazing musicians. And I'm just honored to be a part of, I get to sing a little with them.
Great band. All right, well, today you're going to have to call yourselves blues. Is that all right? So this is a blues
band.
We're
blues, so bluesy.
Totally
people
blues genre. This is, if you're wondering what they are, they're a blues band.
Well, if it makes any consolation, all my songs are blues progressions. So they might not sound like blues, but
that's
they're the blues progressions.
French cafe on top of blues.
Yeah. Everything sounds like blues to me. All right. I'm infamous for cheating on this show. I hear great music and, you know, I put all kinds of stuff on. But yeah, no, this actually does come much, much closer than most of the stuff. And what about Ecstasy? Is that a blues song?
Not really, but it has a blues progression. It has a 7 chord in it, so.
All right. It's an original song, right?
Yeah, all these tunes are original off the new CD.
The new CD. How'd you write Ecstasy? Is this about a woman or a drug or what's your deal?
Yeah, it's not about a drug. It's just about that. It's, you know, I guess you could say it's about a woman or a man for that matter. It's just about that, that good feeling you get between those two, you know, man and woman and man and man,
woman, woman,
whatever,
a dog, creature.
Oh, that word love. That's it.
We are live with Ryan Flaherty and Jenny Backstrom.
Shaking like she's dancing in ecstasy.
and Jenny Backstrom. Jenny Backstrom and Ryan Flaherty. All right.
I feel like we're really loud.
You feel like you're really loud?
Yeah,
you might be in some people's cards.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, there are people out there that have you cranked, you know. That's They're on their way to the beach for their Memorial Day.
Eating their hot dogs.
They're eating their hot dogs. They're trying to drown out someone who's telling an annoying story in their car. No, I don't know. But, yeah, some people have you blasted. It's a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if they're eating hot dogs.
Especially. All right. What would you say? I just asked this to Jenny first. Jenny, what would you say some of your musical influences? When I ask this question, it doesn't have to be something that we hear in your music, either your solo music or your music with Ryan. It just has to be something that inspires you.
I was just telling someone the other day, I went, you know, you go through phases. It went from early 90s hip hop to Stone Temple Pilots. Oh, yeah, Stone Temple Pilots. Then I got on a Doors kick.
Uh-huh.
I discovered Joni, and that just changed my life. Mm-hmm. And then just recently, it's, you know, I'm just inspired by all the singer-songwriters locally or like just people like Sarah Bareilles, you know, just a lot of individual kind of female singer-songwriters. So that's a few of them right there.
All right. What about you, Ryan?
Everything from classical music. I really love Bob Dylan. I think he's amazing. He's my god. Django Reinhardt, as far as guitar goes, the whole gypsy guitar flamenco styles is definitely a big inspiration to me. Not that I can even go into that direction.
Do you listen to flamenco music, though?
I do listen to a lot of flamenco, and I listen to a lot of gypsy jazz and regular jazz, but I also love Americana and blues and roots and bluegrass. I've been listening to a band a lot lately called The Devil Makes Three, which is kind of like a bluegrass punk band, and I really like them. So
bluegrass punk, that's your name.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really that. Punk, yeah. But they
it's like edgy,
that,
hard bluegrass.
Yeah, they have that edge to them, so... I love the this cat, the tallest man on earth. He's really great. So I listen to everything almost. You know, it like Jenny said, it's a phase thing. You go through phases.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. All right, let's get into some Ruby Red. Is this about grapefruit juice?
No, it's not.
I'm so disappointed.
I know. It's kind of about my grandmother, actually.
Okay. Is she still around?
She's still around.
Let's dedicate it to her.
Sure.
She's listening, I bet. I bet your grandma is listening. And you know what? You can call in, too. And if you're Ryan's grandma, or if you're not Ryan's grandma, call in if you're a fan, if you're a stranger, if you're a brand new fan, if you're Scott Sutherland. Give us a call. We're at 603-430-9722. We'd love to hear from you. This is Ruby Red.
Wind me down, get me drunk on the death of noise. Pick me up with your careless wind, blow me south to my salvation. Pick me up like a weightless bird, my feathers torn from the soft heavy wind. My wings grow strong like a calluses, this carousel they have spun me in. Million times I have fell to the ground, circus clown and a trained elephant. Lift me up from this wicked harvest, hungry weeds in the wishing well. Hungry weeds in the wishing well. For you, know it's so long ago. Remembering when we chose the green hills we would lay. Then we danced with the devil's raw. Two angels in love under devil's law. To the southwest with the shaman eyes. Shaman cure with an old medicine. Ruby red on the lips of my lover. Ruby red and she's gone insane. Ruby red and the green hills stay. red rose from my grave. Will be red rose from my grave. Death of noise, pick me up with your careless wind, blow me south to my salvation, pick me up like a weightless bird, my feathers torn from the soft heavy wind, my wings grow strong like a callus, this carousel they have spun me in, a million times I have fell to the ground, circus clown and a trained elephant. Lift me up from this wicked harvest, the hungry weeds and the wishing well, hungry weeds and the wishing well.
Excellent stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's Maya Flaherty and Jenny Baxter. And for people who, let's start with, for Jenny, for your solo stuff, people can Google your name and find it.
Yeah, if you just Google Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, mm-hmm. Baxter, we'll spell it because everyone thinks it's an X, but it's B-A-C-K-S-T-R-O-M, and you'll find and like my Facebook and see
where,
you will do that, and you'll see where I'm playing, and you'll come and sing along with me and clap your hands.
Excellent. And then the stuff that you and Ryan, we were talking earlier, Ryan, Ryan Flaherty, music.com has Ryan's stuff on it. And then the stuff you're doing together, is that anywhere yet, or is that too brand new to find online yet, the collaborative stuff?
Oh, big Both time. It's available everywhere that you can buy music, from Amazon, iTunes. It's on Pandora Radio. It's everywhere. It's anywhere where you can buy music, wherever that is. You can find
it. You can find it.
You can type
CD
in.
CD Baby, maybe? Or
it's on CD Baby. Yep.
Too.
Yep.
It's on
all those... All those good ones.
I'm reading here too. Every third Saturday, you're at the Dogfish in Portland, Maine.
Every third
and
Saturday.
And that's the whole band for that one.
Yeah. That's the full band, yep.
Yeah, which is the Ryan Flaherty Band.
Until we come up with a better name, which we've been really trying to do for a long time.
No, sure, seriously. Yeah, you're not working too hard, Ryan Flaherty.
I really feel damned. Like, you know, it's like an Irish name, you know, so it's Ryan Flaherty and his French Cafe band. Oh, playing a gypsy French cafe.
Irish music.
There's been many an email string with many a name thrown
out
there.
Yeah, we've really seriously have been
So
trying.
If anyone goes on Ryan Flaherty or Jenny Baxham, just why don't you throw out a name?
Throw out a name. Whatever. Call us in with a name. Call in now. Yeah. We're at 603-430-9722. Name this band. We'll take it. We'll take suggestions. What's your favorite suggestion so far? I mean, what are some of the crazy things people have... Something with the word gypsies, I'm sure, has gotten in there.
It's like gypsy...
You know, I just don't want to use the word gypsy because it's actually
it's
a derogatory
out there too
word.
Because,
oh,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And because people have deep
have a good
so
association
many
with it myself.
Different genres. It's,
it's
you don't want to have a name that,
that
makes people think
you.
Yeah, of one
yep.
thing.
And there is a lot of bands with the word gypsy in their name too. Mm. So
yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's hard because you know, especially with the internet, like, we've come up with names that we're like, oh, this is great.
And then someone else has it.
Yeah, and then you look it up online. And
somewhere in South America, there's a...
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it might have been used back in the 80s or
Rolling
something.
Rolling
Stones was taken. The Beatles was already taken. You know? You already tried that one. Yeah. So. All right. Let's get into it. Who is Alana? What is the song about? Is she going to call in mad?
No.
She already knows the song. Like a fairy goddess or something.
Yeah, it's more of a metaphor. The name Alana actually means hope.
Oh, okay.
So
there's no actual person in Alana. It's an imaginary character.
Yep.
Cool. Let me actually, before we get to that, what are the Chinese characters tattooed on your arm?
Means to become.
Eat your microphone. To become?
Oh, to become,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. All right.
In other words, to change.
Nice. All right. We are live with Ryan Flaherty and Jenny Backstrom, and this song is Alana. Oh. you guys have done sounds amazing. But that, and I think Ruby Red, I think, is my very favorite, and that is like a close second. That was Alana.
Thank you.
Love it. Love it. I feel like, let me ask you, Ryan, are you a drummer too? Because the stuff you're doing percussion-wise on your guitar sounds really, really, really good, as well as your guitar playing. I feel like you're like a djembe player.
No, I'm not. I probably should look into that, though, because it would probably make me better on the guitar. No, I like I said earlier, I watched a lot of flamenco and listened to a lot. And so I've kind of picked, they do that kind of thing in their style. So I don't play flamenco, but I've picked up a lot of little tricks that they do and, and worked them into my own playing. Yeah,
nice. So. What did you start on, Jen? Did you start on mandolin or you start on guitar?
I started on the djembe, actually.
I got you reversed, maybe.
I started playing out many years ago, and basically my main instrument is my voice, and so that's all I had. And so I picked up some percussion instruments and picked up the djembe, and mostly did a lot of, you know, cover songs with the djembe and, you know, every type of genre.
So you're drumming and singing at the same time.
I would drum and sing, yeah.
Yeah, that's
She's
cool.
really
then,
good, too, at the drums. I've seen her,
cool.
saw her a couple
and,
times.
Nice. Yeah, Ryan complimented me on my egg rhythm for our gig the other day.
Oh, come on. Anyone can do the egg rhythm. Come on.
No,
it's like triangle.
That song was really fast.
That's how you know when a guy likes you, and he's like, oh, you're really, really good on the egg rhythm.
Yeah, right?
But then, and I had, you know, you always take the piano lessons when you're like right. 10 through 15.
And they choose the songs
for
you.
Yeah, and so what I did, I said, you know, I really want to start writing songs again.
Good for
and
you.
I took a year of improv jazz piano lessons, which I don't know how you can teach that, but he did.
I was going to say, that's cool.
But basically, you teach jazz
like a starting
progressions
point.
And things like that. So it was really cool. It all kind of came flooding back, and I started writing some songs on the piano. And then,
So how old were you started writing, roughly? I mean, were you in high school or...?
I tried in high school, but never succeeded. But it really wasn't until I was like 27.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I thought you were younger than that. Now, yeah,
no,
wow.
I'm 30.
Yeah, wow.
And then I just picked up the mandolin because somebody left theirs at my house, and I said that looks like a cute instrument. So that was about 2 years ago. I picked up the mandolin and started writing songs on that.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. Well, call in if you're the person who left the mandolin's right here. So I mean, you can just come down and claim it. Out. Do they ever get it back?
Or Heather Maloney. Actually, it's still sitting in my apartment. And I've been trying to get
They changed your life just by leaving that at your house.
That's right. Yeah, she did. She really did. So.
And then you got, what are you playing on right now? What kind of mandolin is that? Did you pick that up?
This actually is out of, they don't make this anymore. It's called Mid-Missouri Mandolin. I got it in a shop in...
Missouri?
No, in Western Mass in one of those college towns.
Okay.
There. It has a great string instrument.
It's beautiful
store.
Looking, too. And I like your scarf strap.
Oh, thanks.
It's kind of gypsy-ish there.
You know, I actually went through the whole store playing every mandolin until I found one that did not sound like a bluegrass.
Oh,
because it's
just not my,
you know, I play more rhythmically.
Yep.
And so I just wanted one that kind of blended a little better.
Right,
so that's
right.
That's where this came from.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm picturing, too, you've got the upright bass that plays with you sometimes, too.
Oh,
so you guys
cool.
could cross into any time. You guys could start playing bluegrass if you felt like you sing a banjo.
Totally
you did banjo to crash in again.
Yeah.
This looks pretty beat up, Ryan. How long have you had this? Looks like you've had it for like 20 years. Like,
I haven't. This used to be owned by a guy in Hell's Angels. And
it doesn't have the wings on it.
Yeah, right. And I think he didn't treat it very well.
He probably strapped it to his back in the motorcycle.
Yeah, right? Probably. And I think it was underwater or something. And he gave it to...
Don't try that at home. Yeah.
My friend, who's a luthier down in Worcester, Mass.
What is a luthier?
A luthier is a guy who builds and repairs instruments. This guy makes guitars and he repairs them.
Okay.
And he fixes them. Yeah. So this guy, I don't know why, but he gave it to him. Just to have it, and he kept it in his closet, and I would come over there, and, you know, he would always show me all his guitars that he's so proud of, and then he would show me this, and I'd be like, oh, this is so cool, you know, because it's so old looking, and it's beat up, and it's got nylon strings, which I really like, and I would always play it, and I'd always bother him whenever I'm over there, so he finally was just like, oh, I'll fix it for you, and then you can, because it was cracked, and I actually cracked it again, and he fixed it. There's a crack. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah. But I can't hear it, which is the main thing. You know, I mean, it sounds great.
So anyway, there's a date inside of it. It says April.13.17.
And you don't know what that means.
We don't know if that means it's from 1917 or not. The luthier says it probably means that. But we don't know what make of guitar it is, or if it was a good guitar when it was new, or just, yeah, you know, a toy guitar or whatever.
I feel like the sides were put on earlier. I mean, since then, like the sides of it are newer, and then the front of it is the beat up part. I mean, the whole thing can't be that can't have survived like that from 1917.
But when
you
treat your guitar like a drum, like Ryan does, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, wooden furniture. That I mean, I'm thinking
some
about
of the best thing. Instruments are that old and older. They
made them better back then.
No, it's just that the older instrument is, and the more you play it, the more it's like wine. It just sounds better. The wood ages, and it just sounds better. That's why I like violins in museums. They actually rent them out to professional classical violinists, so like to keep them up, you know, to keep them fresh. You know, every once in a while, an old instrument does need to be played so it stays intact.
And, so actually, like the used guitars that people buy secondhand, cheap on eBay, are actually more valuable and worth more than a brand instrument in a lot of cases.
It depends.
Depends on the quality.
It depends on the quality and who played it before and how they took care of it and if it was a good guitar in the first place. You know, I mean, I guess it's not always the case, but.
Energy wise, what if they play like really crappy music, insincere music on it?
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's spirits and everything, so who knows? You know, right. I think the guy who had this before me was. Living life hard.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing for me.
You and that guitar are a good match, Ryan.
Thank
good
you. All right. Appreciate it.
All right. You want to do 1 foot?
Sure.
This is Jenny Beckstrom and Ryan Flaherty live, and we have them here for another 20-odd minutes, so if you'd like to call in, don't procrastinate too long here. We're at 603-430-9722, and this is Ryan and Jenny with 1 foot.
Well, I ran away, hands stuck in pockets, it seemed. All holes my jacket was a Holy Ghost stairs. Well, I followed you, muse, beneath your spell. What glorious loves I dreamed. I tore my shirt, I threw away my tie. Dreaming like crazy, baby, I made rhymes. As I ran, I slept out most of the time. The stars rustled through the sky. Stars rustle through the sky. I'm dragging 1 foot beneath, 1 foot beneath, 1 foot beneath my heart. I ran away from days into dreams, 1 foot beneath my heart. I heard them on the roadside where I stopped. Those fine September nights when the dew dropped on my seemed. All over my jacket was a Holy Ghost as well. followed you, muse, beneath your spell. What glorious loves I dreamed. I tore my shirt, I threw away my tie. Dreaming like crazy, baby, I made rhymes. As I ran, I slept out most of the time. The stars rustled through the sky. Stars rustle through the sky. I'm dragging one foot beneath, one foot beneath, yeah, one foot beneath my heart. I ran away from days into dreams, one foot beneath my heart. I'm dragging one foot beneath, one foot beneath, one foot beneath my heart.
I shouldn't commit. I haven't heard all of them yet live, but yeah, no, I was thinking during that your voices really contrast each other really, really well.
Beauty, like, and the Beast.
Yeah, it's almost like Ella and Louis. I mean, a totally different style of music, but just like kind of smooth and rough. It just blends together really well.
Yeah, when he first heard my voice, he was like, you're kind of angelic sounding. And then so we kind of mixed it together and I'm like, I don't know if I can be any rougher than that. And so yeah. I just kept it.
You're
you know?
And he's him.
Right, and
but
it just kind of mixed, like you yeah. said. Yeah.
I was down with you being you. I don't remember that at all.
I was trying to add to this song being like a little more rough.
Well, she didn't say you're trying to make her. She just said that you said she sounded angelic, which she does.
Of course
she does sound angelic.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is
she
good.
She does,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, these guys are going to be at the Blue Mermaid. I know this is kind of in the future, but for those of you who plan ahead, the June 23rd, which is a Saturday, you can catch both these guys, I think the whole band, right? The Ryan
yes.
Flaherty Band at the Blue Mermaid, which is a great restaurant as well as a great venue for live music in Portsmouth at 9 as the music starts. So you can see them there. And, of course, there's Ryan Flaherty. For those of you who are Irish challenged, it's FLAHERTY, Ryan Flaherty. And that is RyanFlahertyMusic.com. And then the band, does the band have a website that's the band yet? Or just Ryan Flaherty Band? Is that other stuff?
Yeah, okay. Right now we just have my website.
Our photos might be up there somewhere.
Oh, there's photos and info and all that.
Photos, yeah.
We're, hopefully over the next year we're going to be developing a lot on the whole, you know, the band image or the name and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, don't get an image.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Ways to find you. More ways to find them, which you'll need, because I have a feeling you're going to need it, you guys. So that's good. All right. Let me get this to you from the community calendar here. This is from the Portsmouth community calendar about rain barrels. Rain barrels available from the city of Portsmouth. Did you know that a rain barrel can reduce your water bill by saving more than 1,000 gallons of water during the summer months when lawn and garden watering make up nearly 40% of total household water use? Placing a rain barrel underneath the rain gutters of your home can quickly provide a barrel full of rainwater during a rainstorm that can be used later to water landscaping, flower beds, gardens, and even wash your car. Portsmouth Public Water System customers can order up to 4 60-gallon plastic barrels at a reduced price thanks to a federal grant. To find out more information about rain barrels and how to order them, go to www.cityofportsmouth.com/publicworks or call 427-1530. And if Ryan will do me the honor, like Ryan,
that's
Ryan, will you
genius.
Do it?
The rain barrel. I think that should be our name. The rain barrels.
Oh, there you go. Like that. All right, that's a suggestion for you. I was going to ask you if you would read community calendars. A very brief one, but I'd like to have Ryan Flaherty of the Ryan Flaherty Band read my next community calendar announcement, if you would.
Open mic night. Am I reading the right thing?
Yes, you are.
Okay, it's open mic night. Friday nights, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Acoustic music poetry, Seacoast Consumer Alliance Peer Support Center at 544 Islington Street, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Zip code 03801. And the phone number is 603-427-6966.
All right, it's Ryan Flaherty of the Ryan Flaherty Band.
Oh, Mr. Flaherty.
I should have had you do the Irish accent. Maybe I'll do another one later with the Irish accent. All right. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Let's squeeze in as much as we can here. Let's get some more I Want You. What do you want to say about the song? Anything? Is this on the new album? Yes, it is.
It is. And me and Jenny actually were just kind of messing around one time.
I think I was on the piano actually when we first started.
Yeah, she was
this.
Playing piano and I was strumming some stuff and I started spitting out a couple lyrics and she started harmonizing and it was really cool. And we kept it that way and it's really simple, short tune. There's not many lyrics. It's more of just like a energy kind of.
But the great thing, I just wanted to kind of talk about this when we have the full band. It's amazing because the accordions just starts a simple accordion, just one chord in and out. And then Ryan starts his little drumming, a guitar comes in, a bass comes in, then I come in. So it's such a simple song. There's literally like four lines of lyrics, and it's one of our longest songs because the band just adds so much to it. And then the way we exit the song is the same way, and the accordion finishes solo.
Maybe I could play that off the album too, like at the very, very end. Should I play the album version of it too?
Sure. 'Cause
it's so different. I think I will. But now we've got the pair down. This is just Jenny Backstrom and Ryan Flaherty doing a solo kind of version
of
this
it. This is how it first started. So.
Yeah. Stripped down and short.
Stripped down. More I Want You.
I just want you more. The more I want you, I just want you find you, though I'm broke now, though I'm broken. want you. Yeah, I just want you more. The more I want you, I just want you.
Flaherty Band. We've got Jenny Backstrom and Ryan Flaherty. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
And, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Scott Sutherland, for introducing me to such amazing musicians. These guys are really cool to hang out with, and I definitely recommend catching them live and following up with their music. So thank you so much for coming in. I think I'm going to play right now the layered version of that so people can hear them kind of back to back.
Cool.
Yeah, and then we've got we have a show for a long time. We had an open slot of DJ Otis. We have a great show now with Cousin Isaac, I'm proud to say. So he'll be on from 3 to 5, spinning some great old bluegrass. I mean, just like basement vinyl you can't hear anywhere else. And he does a really good show, knows everything about his stuff, and I definitely recommend checking him out. He's from 3 to 5 right after the show. Right now, this is the album version of More I Want You from the album Here Comes Everyone, Ryan Flaherty.
gonna find you. I'm gonna find you. Oh, I'm broke now. Oh, I'm broken. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna find you.
O'clock, 3 p.m. You're tuned to WSCA, Portsmouth Community Radio at 106.8